yesterday with such a gorgeous day. I spent about 45 minutes hanging around my my Corolla with the old man who refuses to say hi. But instead, his new name should be what? The old man who...
is the reason why Manhattan doesn't have strippers anymore?
That might be it. That was part of his story, was he used to work at the bar under Zucky Bowl, and he was... he had a stripper there one night, and, well, it... she went south. I mean, it went south. So, man, it was classic. Ah, so good, Sherry. And I just really wish I had my mini disc recorder on me and could just roll it. Seriously. I need to find this guy again, because I rarely see him. You know, it's tough going in and out of an apartment building. You see some people sometimes, other, you just have to have similar patterns. So something happened yesterday, something magical. The stars aligned to where I ran into him. He was dumpster diving, looking for a box to act as a cover for his laptop, which gets kind of dusty in the basement. And then he taught me about life. We did. So we thought it'd be fun, instead of our usual old people bashing, let's share some of the stuff that we've learned from old people, which I guess could be negative, but you get the point. 539-9750 or 238-0975 are the phone numbers. Go ahead.
I had learned something from this older lady about men.
What was that?
She told me that a way to keep a man is to be mean to him at first. And you know what? I tried it, and it worked.
I bet that is true. It gets a little scary if you get in a relationship and she's too nice, you know?
Yeah.
Especially when,
yeah,
like, most guys recognize that they're asses. I do. I recognize that myself, so.
So I tried it, and it really works. And the guy that I'm dating, he really is the sweetest guy in the whole world, because she said, we had a fight, and she was like, just be mean to him. And so I started being mean to him, and he just, you're right, baby, you're right. Everything you do is right. So that's what I learned from an elderly lady, and I just thought it was great. I wanted to share it with you.
How did you meet her or know her?
I worked with her, and I was just sitting there, and she was talking to me because I was having some man problems. And she's like, you know what, honey? She was like 60, almost 60 years old. She was like, just be mean to him. You know what? I started doing it, and it really worked.
That's great.
So
good stuff. Thanks for calling in.
Not a problem.
539-9750 or 238-0975 to share your old people, get your learn-on sessions. You have one, Jerry Ann?
Yeah, when I was working at a pharmacy in high school, this old man told me that it sucks getting old because you have to take stool softeners.
So he taught you to learn to appreciate your bowel movements,
yeah,
at
my,
this point.
Yeah, my youthful bowels.
Very nice. Okay. So was the next time you popped a squat, was it a...
I said, thank you.
Was it pretty ceremonious?
Yeah.